Happy New Year. So glad you made it today. What a great way to start off our new year, huh? I know it's not traditional, but I don't know if Oak River's ever been traditional, so that's a good thing, right? Did you have a word that God gave you for last year? I know some of you did. My word was held all year. I would see it in word puzzles. I would hear it in songs. I would read it in scripture, held. I felt like God gave me that word early on last year. And this year, he's giving me another word. So be thinking about what word God might have for you for the coming year. Now, many of us would be like riches or, you know, good health or whatever. But God has a word for you, I believe. So just be praying into that and say, God, what word is it that you have for me for the coming year? And maybe you won't hear his voice, but maybe you'll see that word 10 times in the next week. And you'll know in here, that's the word he has for you. So just be looking at that. I got to tell you, every year in around October, I start thinking about and praying on a theme for Oak River, a word for Oak River for the coming year. You might remember last year, I had to look them up because otherwise I would definitely forget. Last year was Follow Jesus, remember? The year before that was Yes. Mm-hmm. The year before that, 2020, Behold. Somebody remembered it. Yeah, Behold. Thank you, Gail. And the year before that was Grow Shine, and I didn't go any further than that. But we've had a theme every year. So in around October, I start looking and praying and asking God to show me what he sees for Oak River for the coming year. And I did that all through October. Nothing. Silence. And I did that all through November, and silence. And I'm like, God, I was starting to panic in early December, because not only do I need to, I want to come up with a theme, but I need to get something to run, and he needs to create a graphic, and I try to serve with our tech team in mind, and I want to give them plenty of time to enjoy and being creative with it. So I'm like, God, I'm starting to panic. 3 weeks ago, on a Saturday, I was panicking with God. I'm like, God, come on. You're not giving me this on my timeline. I said, it's really hard for me to hear your voice in this because everything in our world seems so uncertain. And I felt him say, I didn't hear him say, I felt him say, what I've heard Graham Cook and Rhonda say many times, move in the opposite spirit. Move in the, so I was like, oh, okay. So the opposite of uncertainty is obviously certainty, right? And I was like, but that's a boring theme, certain, you know? So I started thinking, okay, the rock. You know, our hiding place and our sure foundation. And still, those are good, but I knew that wasn't where I was supposed to go. So I pondered that all day on Saturday. I laid down going to bed that night, thinking about it and praying into it. I woke up the next morning and I felt like the Lord said in my heart, yes, Sandy, I am your sure foundation. I am Oak River's sure foundation, and that's a great thing, but because I'm your sure foundation, you are free to live life as an adventure. And as soon as I heard him say that in here, I knew our word for 2023 is adventure. Adventure. Because it was like he wanted me to change my lens from seeing everything through uncertain eyes to, yes, it is uncertain. Isn't that a beautiful gift that we are entering into a new year knowing that we don't know what's going to happen? Knowing that he has surprises around every corner for us. Knowing that some things are going to happen that are going to make us sad. Knowing that some things are going to happen that upset us. Knowing that there are going to be unexpected changes. And yet if we can look through the lens of adventure, we can see it differently. If you are on Facebook, go on our Facebook page. And if you're not on our Facebook page, but you're on Facebook, get on our Facebook page so you can hear our announcements. But I shared something this morning that I read just this morning from Sean Dietrich that is so good, and it goes with what I was going to talk about. So just read it. It's good. The title of today's message, our theme for the year is Adventure 23. Our theme for the month of January is Adventure 23 so that we can really solidify that. But today, the title of my message is Embrace the Unknown. Oh, now, if you know me at all, even just a little bit, you know this goes against my nature. I am not a person who's like, oh boy, an adventure. Let's embrace the unknown. I'm more like, oh, get away from me. But God is nudging me that way. If we're going to embrace the unknown, point number one, we need to get to the place where we welcome divine disruptions. We welcome divine disruptions. We're going to look at the life of Abraham a little bit today because he was pretty much a king at doing this. He was pretty much stellar at doing this. In Genesis 12:1, we see this verse that I'm going to read in a moment, but you need to know this. Before this verse, Joshua tells us that Abraham and his father and the father's family worshiped false gods. So Abraham grew up worshiping false gods. But at some point, this happened, and it changed his life. Verse 1, the Lord said to Abram, his name wasn't Abraham yet, it was Abram still. Leave your country and your people, leave your father's family, and go to the country that I will show you. Talk about welcoming divine disruptions. I don't enjoy disruptions. But if they're divine, I want to get to the place where I look through the eyes of adventure and I welcome divine disruptions, because God doesn't just send a disruption for the sake of disrupting you. He's not like, let's mess with them today. It's not like that. He's a good and kind God, and he doesn't take pleasure in seeing us like rats in a maze. That's not like that. Okay? If he introduces a disruption to us, there's a reason for it. He knows it's in our best interest. If we can only get to the place where we trust him so much that when he brings a disruption into our lives, we don't go, you big meanie. But we go, there must be some reason this is happening. Like in Chronicles of Narnia, when Lucy says about Aslan after he's been killed, he must have known. No, Susan says it to Lucy, I believe. He must have known what he was doing. And so when a divine disruption comes along, if we can hear in our hearts and our spirits and our minds, he must know what he's doing, because we're never going to be able to embrace the unknown without that surety, without seeing through the lens of adventure. And we have to be willing to set aside our own plans when God leads. When I was growing up, and one of my parents would say to me, I need you to go do this. And I had something I was doing that I wanted to keep doing, and they wanted me to stop what I was doing and go do something else. I had a choice. I could either respond by stomping and kicking and doing it. There was not an option for me not to do it, just to clarify. Or I could say, okay, this is what they need me to do. That is more important than this. So I'm going to set aside my own plan right now, and I'm going to embrace this disruption. Too often I didn't have that response, but as I grew, I got better at it. The second thing we need to do if we're going to embrace the unknown is have confidence in God's words. Have confidence in God's word. In Genesis 12, 2 through 3, we're following up right after the previous verse. This is God speaking to Abram after he says, leave everything that's comfortable for you and go to the land I will show you. Now, how funny is it to you? It's funny to me that God doesn't say in verse 1, leave the land you're in. I'm going to send you here. Nope, he doesn't give him the whole plan. He just says, leave, I'll show you where to go. What? You understand that Abram then had to be very attentive to God step by step because he had to pack up all of his stuff and then he had to go, which direction is it? And then he had to start moving in that direction, not knowing where he was going to end up. But he had confidence in God's words. When God said, I will build a great nation from you. I will bless you and make your name famous. People will use your name to bless other people. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. I will use you to bless all the people on earth. I will use you to bless all the people on earth. Wow. So here's a question for you. What are some sure things you can know beyond a shadow of a doubt for this time next year? Not much. Except God and his words. Well, I can know I'm going to make more money. Oh, no, you can't. You can't even know that you're going to be breathing this time next year. I can't even know that I'm going to be breathing this time next year. But I can know that God and his words are sure no matter what. So I find myself wondering how much energy we put into things that are so unsure, that are so uncertain. Abraham made a decision to get up and pack up his stuff and leave because he had confidence in God's words. Point number three, if we're going to embrace the unknown, we need to remind ourselves to think like a pioneer. And this is hard. Let's read it first and then I'll talk about it a bit. Genesis 12, 4 through 6 says this. I'm reading from the easy to read version today, just by the way. Okay, so Abram left Haran just like the Lord said, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he left Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all the slaves and all the other things he had gotten in Haran. Then he and his group moved to the land of Canaan. Abram traveled through the land as far as the town of Shechem and then to the big tree at Morah. The Canaanites were living in the land at that time. Y'all, I just spent 6 days in South Carolina, so I'm saying y'all more. Y'all. He was 75 years old. Well, people were younger. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think he had aches and pains just like most 75-year-olds. And I think, I'm pretty sure, he would rather be comfortable than setting out on a camping trip going he didn't even know where. Pretty sure he preferred his comfy Sleep Number mattress to the ground. Pretty sure. He had no idea. He was getting ready to trade in his Depends for Pampers. According to Lisa Harper, that's what she says. You know, but he had to think like a pioneer in order to go and do what God told him to do. He had to think like a pioneer. He had to go to a land that at best, he was living in a land with total strangers. At worst, they were enemies. I don't think a settler could do that. You see, a settler wants certainty. A pioneer wants innovation. A settler wants comfort. Oh, I'm a settler sometimes, most of the time. They want comfort. A pioneer wants challenge. They'll sacrifice comfort for challenge. A settler dislikes change. A pioneer is adaptable. I will raise my hand on that. Even though I'm not a fan of change, God has intricately woven into my being the ability to be adaptable to change. What a gift. Ah. A settler has the answers. A pioneer welcomes new ideas. Well, we've done that before 30 years ago and it didn't work very well. Try it again. Think like a pioneer. Welcome new ideas. Here's the thing. I believe every generation has the wonderful privilege of trying things a new way, even if it was done 50 years ago or if it's never been done. We welcome new ideas as pioneers. A settler says, my group, I'm good. I got my group around me. A pioneer says, hey, we would love to have you part of our group. Come on. Hey, you would be great in our group. Come on. If we're going to embrace the unknown, we need to think like a pioneer. Point number four. I'm going fast, but point number four is a little bit longer. Adjust your calendar. I was going to bring my 2023 calendar up here and just rip it, you know, but I don't have one yet. So I've really kind of moved to electronic calendars more than paper calendars at this point in my life. And I'm not ripping this one up. I'm sorry. Adjust your calendar. If we're going to embrace the unknown, we need to adjust our calendars. I'm not against calendars. I think they're wonderful. They're helpful. I get things done because of my calendar. I make my little to-do list, and they help me feel successful. Sometimes I'll put something on my to-do list that's already done just so I can check it off. It just makes me so happy. Like, it does. I know it's ridiculous, but it just makes me happy to go check, right? And I think that's all good. I do. But when God gives you a divine disruption, you might want to set aside your calendar for a moment and say, that can wait. That can wait because he's got a better calendar. It never matches my calendar. Never. First of all, in adjusting our calendar, we need to realize that sometimes there's an unfinished past that needs to be dealt with. I love this because this next verse precedes the first verse I read. Comes before. Abram's father was named Terah. In Genesis 11:31 through 32, it says, Terah took his family and left Ur of Babylonia, where they worshiped a lot of false gods. They planned to travel to Canaan. What? Terah took his son, Abram, his grandson, Lot, and his daughter-in-law, Sarai. They traveled to the city of Haran and decided to stay there. They planned to travel to Canaan, but they decided to set up camp in Haran. Just out of curiosity, I looked it up. Haran is in the region of modern-day Turkey, approximately 7,500 miles from Canaan. I don't understand this, but there's obviously an unfinished past. Because God comes along and says, go to the land I show you. And the land he ended up showing him was the same land his father had planned to go to, but didn't. Settled 7,500 miles somewhere else. I wonder, How many of us in this room have parents or grandparents or great-grandparents that had a plan that got derailed, whether it was through their fault or through someone else's fault? And God says, I'm not done with that yet. I put it in their heart for a reason, and now I'm going to fulfill it through you. I just wonder. Maybe we don't even know about it. But it's still there in our seed. It's still there. Terah lived to be 205 years old. He died in Haran. Sometimes there's an unfinished past that we need to pull backwards on our calendar, that God will pull backwards on our calendar and say, come back to this. Sometimes the present is just messy. And so we have to adjust our calendars to the messy present. Because in Genesis 12:10, after Abram arrived in Canaan, it says this: during this time, there was not enough food in the land, so Abram went down to Egypt to live. Now, am I the only human being who would be like, hello? You sent me here and now there's not enough food? What are you doing? Surely I'm not the only one. I mean, we just idealize these people so much that we forget they were human beings. And they made mistakes, and they had real feelings and real thoughts. And I can imagine Abram going, but God, you sent me here, and I traveled 7,500 miles to get here, and now there's not enough food? Seriously, I've always been told, where you guide, you provide. Well, put a garden in for me, would you? Nope. The present is always messier than we expect. Always. So Abram had to leave Canaan and go down to Egypt so he could feed his family. And some of us, when something happens that's unexpected, when we followed God and something happens that we didn't expect, we automatically assume he messed up or he doesn't love us as much as we've been told. No. I don't know why they had to go to Egypt. There's no explanation of it in Scripture as I could find. Just the way it was. Why was he willing to divert his location? Because he had confidence in God's words. He didn't let one little blip on the radar say, okay, forget this. I'm going back to Haran. This isn't worth it. Nope. Not only that, point C, back to the future. Not the movie for you old people. Not that. Genesis 12, 7 through 9. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, in Canaan, and said, I will give this land to you. Is that what it says? No, I will give this land to who? Your descendants. Some translations say your seed. Abram built an altar to honor the Lord who appeared to him there. Then he left that place and traveled to the mountains east of Bethel. He set up his tent there. Bethel was to the west and Ai was to the east. Abram built another altar. You see that lots in his life. Abram built another altar at that place to honor the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there. Then he moved on toward the Negev, stopping for a time at several places on the way. You see, Abram did not make his decisions based on him. He made his decisions based on his descendants. What if we entered 2023? Making decisions based on what's good for our descendants, not just what's good for us. Some of you are pioneers in that you've broken generational curses that were on your family for generations. And now you are new. You are a pioneer. And now you have been making decisions based on not what's comfortable for you, but what's good, what's best for your descendants. And it doesn't have to be just physical descendants. Well, I don't have any kids or whatever. There's all kinds of descendants, spiritual descendants, relational descendants, like people you just pour into. Because he knew they would see the fulfillment of God's words, he was willing to keep following God. Can you imagine? He died never having seen with his eyes the fulfillment of God's words to him. But he knew, because he told his son Isaac, remember what God promised. As we go into the new year, we know it's going to hold some unexpected events. We can either let that make us afraid, or we can say, well, that is the nature of life, and I want to see through the lens of adventure. I want to embrace the unknown. I want us to be intentional this year as a church family to see through the lens of adventure, to welcome divine disruptions. No. Why did the children of Israel get in trouble in the wilderness? Grumbling. I mean, it's not like they were out killing each other. They grumbled. It was enough to keep them from the promise. Also, have confidence in God's words. Think like a pioneer. Adjust your calendar. Whether it's an unfinished past or a messy present or a back to the future, be willing to see through the lens of adventure. I just want to pray for a moment. God, what we're talking about is not easy stuff. It's not easy for most of us who like things to be predictable and steady. But God, I don't think you would have given us this theme for the coming year unless you knew that we would need it. And so I ask you to give us the courage not only to see through the lens of adventure, but to bring others alongside us and encourage each other to see through the lens of adventure. Because when I'm starting to feel scared or frustrated or whatever, I pray that you would put one of these people in my path to remind me to see through the lens of adventure. And when they might be feeling out of sorts, that you would put me in their path to do the same. We want to follow you. This is really a continuation of follow Jesus. We want to follow you, whatever it looks like, God. But we need your help to do it. In Jesus' name, amen. I heard a song about 6 months ago called Getaway. And I liked it enough to add to one of my playlists, but it didn't really strike me until 3 weeks ago, the same weekend that I got the adventure. And so I asked Megan to come and play that for me so I could sing it to you, because I believe this will speak to your heart. The only way that we're going to be able to continuously see through the lens of adventure is if we frequently get away with God. There is a direct correlation in my life. I'm not going to put religion on you, but there's a direct correlation in my life with my ability to see well from his perspective correlates with how often I spend time with him. And so I want to sing this for you, and I just want you to get still. If you need to close your eyes to concentrate, do that. And I pray that it speaks to you like it has to me over the last few weeks. fought with the Lord a little bit about me singing this. Because I'm like, God, you're a guy. And it'd be better to have a guy singing this. And I'm serious. I felt like he said, no, I want people to hear the mother heart of God in this song. You know, he has both. He has a father heart and he has a mother heart. So I want you to hear the mother heart of God in this. Let's just start back at the beginning. Hey, Hagen. Are you burned out on all religious things? Are you worn down, lacking inner peace? Take a real rest. Walk along with me in the pastures of my presence. You can be yourself and you can say, pray that you hear that song every day this year. And that it doesn't feel like, oh, I need to do that. It feels like, oh, God loves me so much. He wants me to come and meet with him. I pray that it haunts you. Haunts your soul. Thank you, guys. It's beautiful. The benediction for today comes from both Genesis that we just read and Galatians. As Abraham was, may you be a blessing to all the people on earth in 2023. May you be a blessing to all the people on earth in 2023. And I'm sure most of the people on earth won't know my name or yours, but how about in your world? May you be a blessing to everyone in your world in 2023. Also, because I was going to give out stuff on Christmas Eve and wasn't able to, I found the coolest Bibles for any family that has young children. It's 365 read aloud bedtime stories. I know, isn't that great? And they're so perfect because literally you can read one aloud to them in 5 minutes, and then there's questions afterwards to engage with scripture. So if you have a young child in your home that you still read aloud to, I've already given one to Judy. So come and get one of these. And then all the youth and kids, I always give out a gift of some sort on Christmas Eve. And I just wanted to give them to you instead of taking them back to the store. So it's Color Forms Games. There's Battleship. There's all kinds of games in here. For the two little ones, the little ones that are too small who can't play a game, they have Jingle Bells. Okay, so come and get this. I'll spread them out. And I pray that you have a great new year. We do have fruit. And I snuck some donuts in. Okay. Who are still, or who have fallen off the wagon already from your New Year's resolutions. Thank you for coming and join us today. Be blessed.